جزاك الله حضرت مفتي صاحب for that beautiful نصيحة. حضرت خديجة رضي الله تعالى عنها, what a unique wife. Rasulullah loved her so much that even after passing away, Rasulullah used to cry for her. And whenever her friends used to come, Rasulullah would respect them, would send a gift for them. This is what a real relationship between husband and wife should be. Even after their demise, appreciate them, talk good about them, and inshallah, they will be role models for our children. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Allah Ta'ala grant you jazai khair. We are ready for the question and answer session, Mufti Sahab. Can we fire up?
Assalamu alaikum. Ready like ever ready, battery, mashallah. Jazakallah khair to Mawlana Salim
Mufti Sahab, when I moved into my flat, I was given the Qibla direction by a Muslim neighbor, which I accepted and followed for 10 years. Recently, a visitor checked on her cell phone with an app she has downloaded for Durban. The Qibla direction is 9 degrees north. For 10 years, I was reading incorrect direction of 23 degrees northeast. There's a bit of deviation of the angle. Was all my salah valid all these years? What do I do now if my last 10 years of salah was not valid due to the incorrect direction?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Here there are three issues. Issue number one is, as I mentioned just now before I went for Salat, chapter 2, verse 286, that Almighty Allah states, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa hus'aha. Allah has not burdened any person more than his ability, capability, capacity. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the people of Medina, Ma bain al mashriqi wal maghribi qibla, the portion and direction between the east and the west, meaning the southern direction, that is the qibla for you, yea, in Medina Munawwara. So we are allowed flexibility of 45 degrees either way. So all 10 years salat is valid. Don't worry about that. But now try and face the correct direction. But mashallah, your salat that you are performing now and past 10 years, all valid. One last point, that brother who was supposed to sit for etikaf and he says he's ill now, he's got cancer and so forth. If the prognosis of the medical fraternity, they're telling you you won't be able to fast now till death, then remember, in a case like that, fidya will be compulsory. That is the compensation. Surah 2 and verse number 184, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُتْرِقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ تَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. People who belong to these two categories, either you are chronically, perpetually ill and you cannot fast due to the illness, Allah make easy and give shifa. And those people who are so old and advanced in age, 90, 100, 110, whatever you, and they cannot fast, they must pay fidya. So fidya per fast is 40 rand, 1,200 rand for the whole month, and you can pay it now, the entire sum, and the money must go to poor Muslims only. So all these are important, crucial issues we must take cognizance of.
Mufti Sahab, is there anything like I pray too much? My husband shouts me every day saying I pray too much. He shouts when I get up early.
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, that those men and those women who remember Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala abundantly, profusely. So you must start ta'aleem in your house, start Fadail Ramadan and so forth of Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, and change the time set of time, you know, the thought process of your husband and so forth. Maybe you're waking up 2, 2:30, 3 o'clock. So he says, no, wake up 4 o'clock. So remember what you are doing is correct and your husband is in the wrong. So tell him what guarantee we got. We will see more Ramadans in our life. So Ramadan means tahriqu dhunub, to burn and incinerate the sins. So create the environment. He should be such a husband. You just heard now from Mufti Aqub Salim Kareem, mashallah, that Mustafa sallallahu praising Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha during her lifetime and even after her demise. So therefore, he should be making shukr and be grateful he's got such a pious wife, not complaining, that is na shukri, and being ungrateful, unthankful.
Mufti Saab, if I make a mistake in Taraweeh Salah behind the Imam in Koma or Jalsa, what must be done? Or goes into ruku thinking it's Sajda-e Tilawat?
Remember that if the people, the Muswalli Muqtadi, the people behind the Imam make a mistake, then there's nothing upon them. You must just join the Imam. So, for example, that the Imam went into ruku and you went into Sajda Tilawat, or vice versa, the Imam went into Sajda Tilawat and you went into ruku. So there's nothing upon you. There's no Sajda, so nothing, and your Salat is totally valid. There's no problem with that.
Mufti Saab, between zakat and credits, which of the one should I start to pay?
Remember that it all depends which type of credit are we speaking about. If you are speaking about credit for your overdraft, if you are speaking about your credit for your subscription for your TV and your Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood and Tiger Hood, Shaitan Hood, all haram activities, if you are speaking about such things, then you must give your zakat preference, because you cannot deduct this type of debts. Haram debts are not deductible for zakat purposes. And if it is 100% halal debt, you took 100,000, 10,000, 50,000 from me, so you don't then deduct the entire amount. How much do you have to pay me for this year? So you have to pay me 2,000 rand. So from the 100,000 rand, so you have to pay me to 2,000 per month, so 24,000. So you only deduct the 24,000, and then the remainder you have to pay zakat on. So we must not look for loopholes when it comes to payment of zakat. Rather, the true Muslim should look for excuses where he pays more and more zakat. The Quran Sharif teaches us, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. And the true Muslim is he that when he or she pays the zakat solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, it will be multiplied many, many fold and many times. Surah 30, Surah Rum, and verse number 39. So therefore, brother, sister, pay your zakat, and all these haram things, pay for the TV, pay for overdraft, pay for bond, pay for interest. All these are haram things in Islam. You don't deduct it.
Sir, picture making is a sin in Islam. So are videos. I want to know how Mecca and Medina are televised live 24 hours. People's faces are being pictured, including women. Is this not a betrayal on Islam?
Thank you very much, my brother, Tom, Dick and Mary, Tom, Dick and Harry. Remember the big mistake you are making, that you think that Saudi Arabia currently is run by Muslims. Saudi Arabia currently is run by murtads, by apostates, by traitors and non-Muslims. They have been planted there by America, Israel and the West, so that to do the dirty work of the West and so forth. When the Honorable Imam speak the truth, one Imam, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, who came to South Africa in 2010 for the graduation ceremony here in Darul Uloom Newcastle, our seminary, and he said in a Friday sermon, Jummah Khutbah, I'm translating past 20 years, when more than 20 years with the help and mercy of Allah. He said, today is Sheikh Usama Khayyat. So he, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, said, La tazuru as-sanamat. You must not visit the cinemas and all the bioscopes and whatever you want to call it. He put the men away for 10 years. And I'm telling you today in the news, I gave you news, views, interviews. He is supplying oil to the Israelis. Even now, remember that via Egypt, the Guardian newspaper broke the story and so forth. So he's a pakka murtad. He's a pakka apostate, an enemy of Islam. And in Islamic law, the law for him is man baddala deenahu faqtuluhu. He must be killed. Capital punishment is applicable loyal to him. But people love money, you know. You see the scholars for dollars flocking to the Saudi embassies, collecting money from there and so forth and so on. So the current regime of Saudi Arabia, the government, are kuffar and non-Muslim. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ فَوَ مُرْتَدٌ. And people, yesterday also I sent the wonderful article of Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahab. You must remember what mockery some of the schools are making in South Africa of Islam and so forth. So it was late at night and I saw somebody sent it to me and I sent it out to thousands of people. You should wake up and understand, not everybody whose name is Ahmed, Muhammad, Fatima, Zainab is Muslim. That when people make a mockery, you sometimes you'll go right out of the fold of Islam. So we need to be very careful and circumspect in this regard. So they're not Muslims. The government of Saudi are pakka kuffar and non-Muslims.
There are many chairmen in the masjids today. Many fit and healthy people read Salah on a chair. What is the ruling in this case, Mufti Saab?
Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the Sahabi is Imran bin Hussein. So Hussein Ye is not like how I say A Ha Seen Ya Noon. This is Ha Sword Ya Noon. So anyway, that was just to show you the difference in the Arabic spelling. Hussein, handsomeness, beauty, and Hussein will mean a fort, a small fort and so forth with a sword. So Imran bin Hussein radiallahu anhu, father and son, both companions, Sahaba and students of the Master alayhi salam, he asked the question, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Swalli qa'iman, stand and read. Fa illam tastati, if you cannot stand and perform your salat, then fa swalli qa'idan, then sit and read. Fa illam tastati, and sit and read means sit on the floor, not sit on chair. And if you still not, it's not easy for you to do that, fa swalli ala jambin, then or recline and read. But read, you have to read, and so forth. So today I agree 100% with you. Too many chairmen in our masjid today, that young people, even some old people, but the fit, they can walk to the shop, to the mall, and they can run to the cricket and soccer and all that. But when it comes to masjid, they want to sit on the chair. So salat is not valid then. Remember that. Unless they're reading nafil salat, voluntary salat. But they're reading first salat, witr salat, tarawih, like that is not valid. So we must be very clear on all these issues here. Therefore, yesterday I mentioned the fatwa. Thousands of people now are going for Umrah, and they what they worry? Now they got this golf capes and whatever they call it, that golf buggy, whatever you call, and now they put in the people in that and they're making Umrah in that, in the scooters. It becomes just like a jol, like a party, carnival atmosphere, you know. So you don't have to walk now, you just pay something and jump on the scooter, jump in that golf buggy or whatever, and then you say you made Umrah. It's no Umrah that. You're fooling yourself. It's not permissible. And therefore, our salat also, if really you cannot stand, then you must sit on the floor. If you cannot sit on the floor, then only as a last resort you sit on the chair. So that is the fatwa and the verdict.
Sir, while on the topic of fasting, what happens to those people at the polls who have to fast 18 hours a day? Is it true that for those people, they can follow a different country where there is less time?
My brother, I don't think you know my history, geography and biology and so forth. You know, I used to travel to overseas 3-4 times a year in the about 5-10 years ago, you know, before all the so-called plandemic and scamdemic and all that nonsense came about. So I used to travel to South America almost every year. So one day, leave everybody else, myself, from here to Dubai, Dubai to Sao Paulo. I told my wife she mustn't fast, but I kept 22 hours fast. When I went to Denmark and I went to Copenhagen, to the Denmark and Norway, Oslo, Copenhagen, and all these areas, Sweden, Stockholm and that, they told me they fast 22, 23 hours. So the law is this, that you will fast that amount, 18, 20, 21, 22 hours. And if you cannot manage, so then you don't fast and you keep qada, meaning in the other 11 months, when things come back to normal, then you keep qada. Some ulama have passed the verdict that this is some ulama, not all. They say they must work with some neighboring country and so forth, where they have the normal sunrise, sunset and so forth. But our verdict verdict on that issue will be that don't fiddle with the Sharia. If you can manage the fasting, 18-20 hours you fast. If you cannot manage the fasting, then remember you don't fast, but qada will be compulsory in the other 11 months. So that will be our verdict regarding that issue.
Mufti Saab, my husband left Durban to go and sit 1 month at itikaf in Johannesburg, leaving his family and his work incomplete with all the stress on my shoulders, and his current customers very unhappy. He keeps on doing this every Ramadan. Do I have a right to ask for talaq? Please advise.
I wouldn't suggest that you ask for divorce and talaq, but you need to contact that sheikh of his. Sometimes the murid is corrupted, sometimes the sheikh is corrupted, sometimes both are corrupted. So what, first and foremost, if qadiyya shartiyya, conditional clause, if what you are saying is the truth, for him to go for itikaf is not permissible. First of all, the first 20 days of itikaf is nafil, is voluntary. Yeah, in lands I told one brother, I told him you must make sure you don't come and make itikaf in such a manner where you are causing taklif to other people and so forth. Remember that. So mashallah, he complied with that, no problem, nothing. So what good is that? That you're sitting for nafil, voluntary itikaf, and then there the people who you owe money, or you must sort out your deals with them, so that you're not there, and you leave everything on your wife and all that. So 100% haram, that is not permissible. So therefore, I always say the sheikhs, the Pir Sahib, the Murshid, he must make announcement. All of you who got debts, all of you in your town, if there's nobody sitting for itikaf, you must pick up and go back. You're not allowed to sit here and all that. The problem today, this itikaf, mass itikaf, has become a big party, a big jaw. Remember, carnival atmosphere, you must remember this. They get such chows there and food there, and the menu is better than your own home. And just run away from the wife and children and responsibilities. That's not permissible, that. So sometimes the peer sub also is wrong. I don't say all, but sometimes. And the murid, 100%, disciple, he's wrong, and you should go back even now, brother, and go sort things out there. You, that is your duty and responsibility. My fatwa will be, if your wife is speaking the truth, it's haram for you to continue with your itikaf.
Mufti Saab, do we have to finish a full Quran khatam in the month of Ramadan? What if a person is a slow reader and struggles and cannot complete the full 30 juz within Ramadan?
Remember, try your best. If you can't finish, there's no sin upon you. But fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is the beauty. So this we are speaking about out of salat, on your own, your personal tilawat and recitation. Try to complete it. But if you cannot complete even one rendering of the Quran Sharif, there's no sin upon you. Understand that, brother. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Saab, I sit every year for itikaf. However, this year I have cancer. Can I sit for itikaf? I think this is a repeat of the question, Ji Mufti Saab.
We answered this already, Ji. Next one.
Sir, while on the topic of fasting, Ji, is it jais to smoke? Somebody asked a question here, Mufti Saab.
So you must remember your fast will break quickly before we finish up. They asked one Maulana, that Maulana was a sharpshooter. So they asked him, Maulvi Saab, Jannat mein biri milegi. In Jannat will we get cigarettes and all that? So the Maulana said, yes, but to get the cigarettes, you will first have to go to Jahannam and the hellfire. Then you will get all the cigarettes there. So smoking out of Ramadan is not permissible. So smoking during Ramadan and fasting, absolutely haram, and your fast is broken. And whether it's smoking cigarettes or cigar or vape or whatever else you want to call it, all that's haram and not permissible. InshaAllah al-Aziz, today 11:30 we'll link up with Makkah, Usama Khayyat, his khutbah, and my Jummah will be here in Jami Masjid, Venezia. Jazakallah khairan, Ma Salim Kareem, Barakallah Fik, and inshaAllah, brother Junaid Mota will prepare the podcast. InshaAllah, 7:15 we will send it out to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.